Mike, we were talking a little bit beforehand. Obviously, big news in the Brazos boys basketball program. Mike Code announced to the team on Wednesday afternoon that due to different circumstances existing at Highlands High School, due to COVID and his schedule changing dramatically, where he would not be able to be at Brossard until second practice, the fact that Denny lives in Walton, he sincerely, and after giving it much thought, reluctantly decided that in the best interest of his teaching and his coaching and our ball club to step away for at least this year as head coach. He did not basically eliminate the fact that at some point in time he and Scott Code may switch roles. And, he could return to the Brossard sidelines and assistant. That's way, way down the road. At the present, Principal Dan Ritter, Athletic Director Kevin Bundy, have agreed to appoint Scott Code as our head coach, and a seamless transition will take place as the Mustangs boys and girls basketball programs begin formal practice on Monday in the gym preparing for our regular season, which is scheduled to open on November 24th. It's tough. Mike Code, 18 years in the Brossard program, 2 as an assistant to Willie Schlarman, 16 as our head coach, and I know very badly that he was looking forward to coming back to coaching the seniors, Stephen Verst and Mick Lines and Carson Shermer, and David Govan and what we have coming back. And until, the COVID situation kind of took place, did it ever cross his mind that it might not be in the best interest of him and or the basketball program to continue on? So it's a shame, that Mike has kind of been a victim, although undiseased victim, of the COVID by, circumstances. But how lucky are we to have a guy that's been involved in our program as JV coach and varsity assistant for 12 years to step right in and take over for his brother. And to be perfectly honest, they were as close to being co-head coaches as any two human beings could possibly be.
Yeah, that's true. I think about back when Mike and took over for Willie at the start of the 2004-2005 season. He gave me a call, and I'd been coaching in the parochial league for several years, and wanted to know if I had any interest in becoming the freshman coach. And I was very honored that the guys thought enough of me to let me come on board, and got to coach the freshmen for 12 years before I decided I needed to step away about 4 years ago. And I completely understand Mike's point of view, the time and that you have to commit, and kudos to him for realizing I'm not going to do this job halfway. If I can't do it all the way, then I'm not going to do that to the kids in the program. And I completely understand, and think about his drive every day from Walton,
Walton in the winter
to Highlands, then out to Brossard, and then back to Walton. And I completely understand that, if you were going to be locked into that second practice session every day, that would be a lot to ask. But I can't say enough about the job that Mike did for our student athletes. 2 years that he was the Willie's assistant, and then the 16 years he was the head coach. I think very highly of him and the job he did, and I certainly wish him and Kimberly and Matt and Andrew that they can draw a little more family time here now that Mike will not be tied up coaching all winter and into the early spring. On the same hand, I couldn't be more happy or delighted that Scott is taking over. Scott, with varsity experience being the head coach of Campbell County for 3 or 4 years a while back, and I think he'll come in, and I know he's going to do a great job for our kids, and He's part of the Broster community with his daughter, Mackenzie, being a sophomore, his son, Alex, at St. Mary's. So he'll fit right in, and I think things will just go on as the way we would want it to.
Absolutely. Seamless. You know, I like that term, and I think it's good. Scott was head coach at Campbell County from 2007 to 2010. They were 49-32 over those three seasons. And then, because our staff was fully occupied, became an assistant coach at Thomas More, and then came back, served as our JV coach for six seasons. He was 81-27 as our JV coach, included a pair of district championships, an NKAC Division II title, which are really tough, before again assuming the varsity assistant role and kind of becoming co-coach to Mike Code. So the Brossard administration's in the process of formulating a press release, which will go out to all venues, and when that becomes available to us, it will be posted on the homepage of the Bee Mustangs website and sent out via email to all of our parents. So, you know, it's tough times, you know, and I felt for Mike as he stood on the gym floor and addressed, you know, the kids that were in for conditioning, skills, Steven, Carson, a number of our guys who have come up and don't know anything other than Mike Code being the head coach, and the success we've had, the way he has carried himself, the way he has represented. The emails, the Twitters, the posts on social media from officials, JT Taylor, posted or sent a thing out saying what a pleasure it was to officiate ball games coached by Mike Code. He had developed a rapport. He had developed respect. He had earned our program credibility. And all things that are very, very important when you're kind of the outsider district in a district of, you know, 10th region teams where it was very hard. Mike Code is a member of the 10th Region Hall of Fame, which speaks volumes. He is a member of the Northern Kentucky Sports Hall of Fame and has most recently been admitted to the Northern Kentucky Athletic Directors Hall of Fame. And I'm sure in short order, at some point in the near future, will become a member of the Bishop Brossard High School Hall of Fame. So, you know, it's, you know, trees don't grow to the sky. Good times, you know, at some point come to an end. But how fortunate are we that we're not opening, you know, the job for application, having somebody new come in saying, okay, forget everything you've learned. This is the way we're going to do it. You know, I mean, Scott and Mike have been 1 and 1A forever. Just looking at some of his stats, you know, Mike is the all-time winningest head coach in the history of Brossard High School with a 303-153 record, as well as the top percentage leader at 6.664. Under his leadership, the Mustangs were district champs in 2006, 7, and 13, NKAC division champs 2005, 2007, 2009. 10th Region A champs, let me take a deep breath, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2016, 2019, and 2020. And there were times when the 10th Region All-A Tournament was publicly known as the Mike Code Invitational Tournament. So we went to the A-State. We were runners-up. I guess that was during Willie's tenure. And then in 2007, grabbed the brass rings and became All-A State champions. Mike has been named 10th Region Class A Coach of the Year on 12 occasions, the 10th Region Coach of the Year in 2013-14, an honor normally reserved for the coach who wins the 10th Region Championship. He was named the KABC 10th Region Coach of the Year three times, 2007, 2016, and again this past season in 2020. Unfortunately, did not get to walk out on the floor at Rupp to earn that recognition due to the fact that there was no state tournament due to the COVID. He was Kentucky Post and Inquirer Coach of the Year in 2007. Mike's a member of the 10th Region Northern Kentucky Sports and, as I said, the Athletic Directors Hall of Fame, along with being a member of the 10th Region Hall of Fame. Prior to coming becoming our head coach, he served 2 years as varsity assistant to Willie Schlarman, and before coming to Brossard, Mike served as an assistant at Highlands on Coach John Messmer's staff, where the Bluebirds won 3 consecutive 9th Region championships and played in the 1997 KHSAA Sweet 16 state championship game. So, you know, he was also, I believe, an assistant for the Kentucky Indiana All-Stars at one point. Yeah, and the list just goes on and on and on. And, you know, I'm sure when Mike Code came to Brossard, as he told the kids the other day, you know, he had only intended to stay for, you know, 2 or 3 years, you know, and perhaps move on. Brossard became endeared to him, became his home. He spent 18 years with us, 16 of those as our head coach. And, you know, he said to our kids the other day that there was never a job that opened that he thought about taking, and he had never applied to another program. There were always rumors. Anytime a big job had opened, oh, certainly Mike Code will take the Ryle head coaching job. Well, certainly he didn't. And, you know, I refer to us as Team Code. You know, I mean, it's no secret. I make life a little easy on the guys who are head coaches because they don't have to deal with fundraising. They don't have to deal with payments, you know, shoes and equipment payments. And, you know, I do all our publicity for us, take care of it for better or worse on venues such as broadcasting our games on the B Mustangs website. But, you know, we all have our roles, and I worked for 7 head coaches, every one of them different, every one of them with different personalities, every one of them with quirks. One thing with Mike Code, you always knew where you stood with Mike Code, you know, and, you know, sometimes I would stray a little bit on something maybe that I wrote or something that I put out to our parents, and my phone would ring and Mike would say, you know, I really wish you wouldn't go there, or I wish, you know, you wouldn't talk about one player more so than our other players and stuff. But the message was always quite clear, and we had a good understanding. At the end of the conversation, we always ended it with, okay, you know, we're on the same page, I got the message, you're the boss, thank you very much, and we moved right on. You know, Mike was always ready for the next game, the next practice, you know, and the next event. So, you know, we're going to miss him, but I don't think he's going to go away. You know, I would hope that he will still be visible in our program. I know he'll listen to all of our ball games. Scott Code said he sure he'll get texts if he makes a coaching blunder or why didn't we do that? And Scott promises to continue to run Vandy in Mike's memory as the head coach of the Brossard Mustangs.
Couple stories. I don't think Mike would be offended. One a little serious, one not so serious. I always will remember in 2007 when we won the state title in Richmond. After the team gives the trophy presentation to the winning team, they give the game ball to the head coach. So when they got ready to give the game ball to Mike, he made sure that it wasn't just my code going out there to get the ball. It was my code. It was Scott Code. It was Bob Rowe. It was Curtis Beasold. It was Mike Shack. Now, Mike Shack had about as little to do with us winning that state all-A title as anybody in the gym.
Dave Schaubel got pulled out of the broadcast booth.
But he made sure that we were part of that, that we were part of the team that got the kids there. And I always will remember that and think very highly of Mike and that. A little funnier story. The year we had the really good freshman group, we were 27-1, won the regional title. We go over to Dixie Heights to play in January, and we're still undefeated. And Dixie's got a really good team, a lot of size, a lot of speed, just a solid team. We go over there in the first half, and we just take them apart. We probably played maybe our best first half of the season. Everything we ran, we executed well. We scored defensively. We had them locked up. They had no answer. So the halftime score is like 28-13 or something. And so if you remember, if you've been to Dixie, you realize that at least for the freshman games, you use the locker rooms on the other side of the lobby where you come into the gym. So as we're going to the locker room at halftime, Mike was at the game, and I can see Mike coming down out of the bleachers as we're leaving the floor. I'm thinking, oh, gosh, we're not doing something right here. I wonder what it is. So about the time I got to the lobby, the start of the lobby, Mike has caught up with me. And I say, Coach, is there something you want to tell the guys at halftime? And he says, nope. Makes a right turn and heads right for the restroom. He had nothing else to say. We were playing so well. And we went ahead and continued the route in the second half, I'm glad to say, and won going away. But, you know, Mike was, if he needed to say something, he would. If he didn't, he would leave things alone. So I always thought that was kind of a funny story that, yeah, he was, I thought, oh, gosh, we're not doing something right. Yep. He's coming in to tell us something. And nope, you're good.
Yep. you know, always happy, you know, when those situations take place. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of Mike Code stories, obviously, but, you know, I mean, just a very human being, raised his two sons while being the head coach at Brossard, and a lot of days, you know, we'd be finished with basketball, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, he's in there throwing baseballs about 80 miles an hour, you know, at Andrew. And
yeah, those guys were little guys when Mike started, and Matt's already graduated, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Andrew's a senior. It's like, wow, those guys grew up as Mike was being our head coach. I remember those guys being the little guys, and now they're a senior in high school and a freshman in college. So time passes by.
Well, you know, if we had not lured, and I won't say lured, Willie basically volunteered, but had Willie Schlarman not become our head coach back in 1998 or 97, going into the 97-98 year, there would have probably certainly not been a Mike Code to be the next head coach for 16 years at Brossard. And, you know, I remember Willie was part of the Highland staff. Word had kind of gotten back to me. He was interested in being a head coach, and he had mentioned Brossard. Well, one day I'm over at Turfway Park, and there's Willie sitting there poring over his racing form. And I put my hand on his shoulder, and I said, Coach, I said, I hear that, you know, you've expressed some interest in becoming the head coach at Brossard, and God knows we'd love to have you, but we can't afford you. We just, you know, there's no way. And Willie looked up, raised his eyebrows, and said, don't be so sure. And the man, you know, gave up a position being in corporate America because he wanted to be a head coach. And then what an honor it was that he chose Brossard. Well, you know, he's a first-year, basically, teacher, took a huge cut in pay, lived in a trailer down by the river, you know, and God gave our program all the credence that it could. And then when his time came, he always said there were two jobs that he would leave for, and one of them was Highlands, which was his alma mater. When John Messmer stepped down, it was kind of a natural transition. But Mike had lured Willie had lured Mike Code to Brossard to be our varsity assistant for 2 years. And so it was a no-brainer that Mike Code would step right in. And, you know, I had made the commitment to Willie. I had actually, believe it or not, people forget this, but I was away from the boys basketball program for the last few years of the Bob Sider era, but I was very instrumental in bringing Willie to Brossard as our head coach. And I told Willie, I said, you take that job and, you know, I'll take care of all your paperwork, all your fundraising, and do whatever it takes to make your job easy. All you should have to do is pretty much coach the ball club. When Willie went back to Highlands, my coach stepped in. I was bought in. You know, I had it pretty much down to a science. I knew what it was going to take, you know, to continue on. And Mike and I got along and worked as team code for the next 16 years, and I will continue to do the same for Coach Scott Code until some morning I either can't get out of bed or, you know, I get out of bed and say, damn, I really don't want to do this anymore. But, you know, I mean, hell, we're already in it. I'm sending emails to parents. We should, under past normal conditions, be in like week three,
right,
of practices. Well, the holidays are still the same. There are Christmas wreaths still to be sold. You know, and we lost our Euchre tournament. That was $8,000 that comes into our program that we operate on that we did not get this year because we did not get to, you know, have that Euchre tournament. I haven't seen any letters from President Trump bailing us out or, you know, submitting that. So those are lost monies. The one good thing is that when we started the Euchre tournament, the money we made, say, this year would have been escrowed for next year. The money we made last year was escrowed for this year. So we have operating funds to make it through this season, this year. But next year, we're going to have that Euchre tournament because the money we raise next year will be needed to fund